This is a fact. U.S. Senate Democrats were led in the late 60s and early 70s by Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia, a man who once belonged to the Ku Klux Klan and who just last year referred to white niggers. Byrd apologized for that use of a backcountry phrase from his childhood and has repudiated his segregationist past. On the face of it, the case of Trent Lott, the Republican Senate Majority Leader, might seem equivalent, but it isn't. Like Byrd, Lott has had ties to white supremacist groups. He has been close to the Council of Conservative Citizens, an offshoot of the White Citizens' Councils of the Old South. Then last week, Lott praised his home state of Mississippi for voting in 1948 to elect the now-retiring Senator Strom Thurmond as president on a segregationist platform. Lott added that if the rest of the country had followed suit, quote, "we wouldn't have all these problems we have today." Again, Lott has apologized. But there's one difference between Robert Byrd of West Virginia and Mississippi's Trent Lott. As odious as Byrd's racist attitudes have been at times, they have never reflected a racial strategy by the modern Democratic Party. President Lyndon Johnson went with principle over politics in passing the landmark Voting Rights Act of 1964. He said that Democrats morally had to do it even though it would cost them in the South. LBJ was right on both counts. Starting with Richard Nixon's wooing of George Wallace Democrats in 1968, the National Republican Party used civil rights as a club against Democrats to win over white segregationists in the South. Words like busing and states' rights were a code that connected with segregationists and civil rights opponents. Today, Republican strategists are jugglers. They work to hold loyalists to the party of Lincoln with words like compassionate conservatism. But by giving judgeships and management positions to men like Trent Lott, they appease members of the party of Strom Thurmond, whose votes they want. The formula has transformed the South. In the states of the old Confederacy, Republicans have come from almost nowhere in the 1960s to control 58% of the region's seats in the U.S. House and 54% of its seats in the Senate. Trent Lott has said an outrageous thing, but you're missing the point if you think this ruckus should be about the man and not his party. This is Lesser Coyne.